Norman Tebbit, one of Margaret Thatcher's most loyal supporters during her years of power, has died at the age of 94. He served in her cabinet during the 1980s and was the most high-profile victim of the IRA's bombing of the Grand Hotel in Brighton in 1984. Norman Tebbit lay trapped for hours under the rubble following the atrocity which left his wife Margaret paralysed for the rest of her life. Now, for more on Norman Tebbit and his life, we're joined by George Parker, political editor of the Financial Times. George, thanks for taking our call this morning. Norman Tebbit was Thatcher's employment secretary, very tough on strikers during the 80s. What can you tell us about his long career?
Yeah, he was seen very much as being at the vanguard of the Margaret Thatcher revolution, taking on the trade unions, privatising things. He was portrayed on Spitting Image as this sort of chain-wielding thug, hard man figure. Still seen as sort of, you know, really, really loyal to Margaret Thatcher throughout that first 8 or so years of her time in office. He was, funnily enough, someone who used to work at the Financial Times, where he encountered the power of the trade unions in those days. And it was during that time he committed to taking on the unions and breaking their grip on industrial Britain.
And a personal tragedy, really, for him and his wife. They were both victims of that IRA bomb in Brighton in 1984.
Yeah, I mean, an absolutely terrible event for Norman Tebbit, who was very badly injured in the bomb, but also for his wife, Margaret, who fell through four floors of the Grand Hotel in Brighton. And Norman Tebbit quickly realised that she was paralysed and she would remain paralysed for the rest of her life. And that was really the defining moment, I think, in Norman Tebbit's career. After that, he lost some of the edge that he had. He told Margaret Thatcher in 1987 at that election that he would step down from Parliament to look after his wife, which is something he did for the rest of his life.
OK, well, thank you for joining us this morning. That's George Parker, political editor of the Financial Times. The time now here just coming up to 9 o'clock.